Hello, just in the nick of time, maybe. Hello, maybe. Hello. Okay, hi, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Harrison is coming in just a second late here, I think, but let me grab my computer, actually. I didn't even get that part set up. Dead air moment. There he is. There's Harrison. Do you want to use your computer? Or
let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, never mind. Harrison's going to use his computer.
It is cold.
It's cold. Let's see. Are you on four? Let's try that.
Four.
Encore.
Four. You know, I can't say that word on air.
No. Four. Oh, good song, though.
Someone give me... Be something, something, give me more?
Yeah, something, something.
I came up with the hook for a house song, and I think I can get a job from it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good.
That would be hype.
Classic bass house era, you know, where everything was like, what is it? There was deep down low. Deep down.
Yeah.
Deep down to the floor. Valentino Khan. And then there's also Tiesto with boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah.
Which is honestly kind of peak. But mine was, what was it? Oh, no. It's go low, low, low to the float. Drop a little, then drop some low, low.
Hype. Hype.
With the four on the floor.
Very high.
But I don't think anything tops that ever. Except, of course, the first song that we might play tonight. That might,
I can't log into Spinatron. Help!
We love music here at Button Pushers. And whoa. I can't find where I put my music. Uh-oh. Okay, found it.
Which one are you on? Aux 2? Yeah.
We're Aux 2, and we're about to drop
some
best track of the week. Just saying, best track of the week.
Best track of the week.
By G Jones and E-Prom.
Oh, actually, this a little bit. You're a little late to the punch on this one, Harrison. This is not new.
Yeah, it is.
It's, well, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Okay, fine.
Track of the week. Come on. No, but it's a banger. Here we go.
Yeah.
I was early. There we go.
again. When I'm alone, I can play pretend that you're with me laying in my bed. I guess some things are better left unsaid. I know how much I miss you. What more can I do? I just wanna kiss you again and again and again. I'm staying in bed for the whole day. Put on a smile even when I'm not okay. Guilty for staying inside on a nice day. Guilty for going outside on a weekday. Gave up, I'm staying in bed for the whole day. Put on a smile even when I'm not okay.
I miss my room, I miss my bed.
Tell me what you see. tonight too. I'm gonna be coming back when I turn in the lights so low. Tell me you see me on the steam, I think I'm lost.
Oh, You're just like my shadow, everywhere you follow.
What's up, everyone? And we are back. Booyah.
Booyah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, say booyah again.
Booyah? Is that mic four? I don't think you're on mic four. Let's try that. Hello?
Oh, I was on Rivendell, Maine, and nothing's coming from it because it's the bad... No, it's the music, the good music from the radio. Actually, Tufts has... I feel like all... I'm not going to say anything.
We've got tea?
Just the tea is that there's songs I hear and I'm like, someone would play this on a WMFO show. That's all it is.
No, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, some of it's really good. Like...
Men but there's I a trust. WMFO vibe.
There's a vibe.
There's a vibe.
And we aren't the vibe. Here. But that's okay, because there's one other person who likes 100 Gex, and that's Woo! Okay.
Hit Shout us up, 100 Gex Blade Y2K listener.
Yeah, Glaive.
Yeah, and Glaive.
Our Glaive baddie.
Yeah, our Glaive baddie. Hit us up.
Please.
Please.
We can play Genshin Impact together.
We want to send hyper pop songs to each other.
Yeah. Because so much good stuff. I bet I know stuff you don't know.
Yeah, and you probably know stuff that...
That we don't... Like, hey, we played Kamo. Kamo is a pretty deep cut.
Yeah.
And hyperpositive. Like, if you do Kamo, now Scro, there's, you know, Haylog. You got your Fox...
Stevenson. No, okay.
Fox Bot. Frost Children. Frost Children, not Fox Bot. That's one of their songs. And then you have your Cake Pop, like...
Cake Pop is still, like, if the world was a perfect place, Black Rum would be my number one song this year.
No, too. True.
Black Rum is, like, one of the best songs.
Okay, can we vent about how Spotify Wrapped is going to come out really soon, apparently?
Yeah.
And how...
It's going to miss all of December?
Yeah, and November, too. Apparently, it stops counting in November.
What?
And I'm like... I'm trying to rig it so I look more interesting, and Apache is not in my top five. Because as much as I love Apache, I feel like I have a better top five than Apache.
My top five this year is going to be so embarrassing. Okay. It's going to be like Baby No Money, Mori Calliope.
Young Gravy.
Young Gravy. Like the Genshin Impact official soundtrack.
There you go. There's this... app thing or all these websites where you can track it, like taps in and essentially pulls your stats for you before Spotify does.
Exactly.
It was like Receiptify. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at mine and it's so bad. It's I forget who number one is.
It's number like Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift.
Number one, I was like, I'll take it. I forget who it was, but I was indifferent, fine, you know, whatever. Mm. Number two, Wednesday Campanella.
Okay.
I was like, that's an okay pick, except they were in the top 100, the global 50 or whatever in Japan, is fine, but I want to be...
Global 50 in
or
Japan?
Not global 50, Japan 50. You know, that.
I got you.
But, and there's like some crossover happening with them, and I want to be like a little more alt, but I feel like they're fine, whatever. And then number four... I don't remember who number four was. It was something else. It was obviously. And then number five was, or no.
You should run it again.
I don't remember who number three was. Yeah, I can just look at it.
Yeah, just look at it.
Let me just do that. That was really stupid. Sorry, is stupid a swear word? No, it's not.
No. It's just like, it's one of those words that like if you're not allowed to watch SpongeBob, you probably can't say it around
the
house either.
Okay. Top artist. Number one, Must Die.
Yes, let's
but
go.
I don't want Must Die to be my number
Must
one.
Must Die was my number one last year, I think, because of the album.
Oh, wait, sorry. Oh, never mind. That was last month. My last month was Must Die, then Wise Blood, then Mag Bay, and then Max Richter, which is crazy. That's a weird one. Now, the actual for the 6 months is Wednesday Campanella.
Is number one?
As number one.
Okay.
Toby Nwigwe.
Okay.
The Grammy nominated for Best New Artist, Toby Nwigwe.
Wow.
Which is
pretty hype, actually, that he's my number two. I have Magdalena Bay as my number three because I could not stop listening to Killshot and Unconditional and several other of their songs. Good, but
I've
like...
I've actually never heard anything by Magdalena Bay, I don't think.
We're going to blast it. Really? Then, okay, maybe. Cool. And then number four is Apache. And I don't want Apache to be on my list. And then it's Wiseblood, and then it's Amanu. And I really want Wiseblood and Amanu to bump
Imanu
up on there.
Should be like way up
I listen
there.
To
I
Amanu
like
so
about
much.
Imanu all the time.
And I listen to the Caracal Project so much. Ugh. And then top tracks for the last 6 months, Proud, Q Ryan. I will take that dub, although it came out at the end of 2021, but still, listen to that a ton. Orihime, Wednesday Campanella. Then number three, Immortals, which is Shades, Alex Perez, EEPROM, and MCGQ, which is like an EEPROM song is my number three. It's good, but... And then number four, again, Wednesday Campanella with Himiko, which is really good. And then it goes... Killshot, Mag Bay, and Void Theory by X and G, which is that Sable
really
Valley. I want that song
Void
higher
Theory
up.
Is really good. Wait, is this Recidify?
Yeah.
Let me.
And then
this.
If you go to genres, the thing I hate the most, maybe about Spotify, is the way they genre everything, and how they list your top genres as like these very small subgenres, such as number one EDM. Wow. Number two electronic trap. Number three, future bass. Number four, vapor twitch. Like, there's so much crossover there.
The, like, cat step and, like...
Yeah, I'm like, that should all just count as EDM. And then number two should be hyper pop. Then it should be, like, pop dance. What's not... 10 is escape room?
What?
What is escape room?
What is escape room music?
I'm going to search that up.
Wait. Okay, here's my top five right now. I've got Void by Savant, which is like my sleeping song, so I think that's why that's on number one. It's like 10 minutes long. And then Pillow Talk by Imanu, Top Gun, Baby No Money, Ima by Baby No Money, Tonight We Party, Baby No Money. Dead on Arrival, Mori Calliope, Help Herself, Baby No Money. My world.
You predicted it.
I did. I was like, I'm just going to be outed as like a baby no money.
I found out what escape room is.
What is it?
Escape room is connected to trap sonically, but more related to experimental pop and like R&B and indie. So it's people such as Charlie XCX, K Tronada, and Ash Nico.
Oh.
Which is not what I thought Escape Room would be.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be like clown music.
Did you hear Charlie XCX's new Escape Room song?
Yeah, Hot In It featuring Tiesto.
Why does it sound like it's like Jackbox music?
Yeah,
like,
imagine you're trapped in a room and all of a sudden for...
I'm like Hot In It.
Hot In It 10-hour version. I'm hot in it, hot in it, dun 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 dun, not in it. I'm rocking it, dun 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 dun.
I subject you to 10 hours of Hot In It by Charlie XCX.
Boom. Haha, that's funny because that's another Tiesto song.
Hey,
boom. Bring that ass back like a boom, 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 boom.
He's
boom,
quoting
boom,
the
boom.
Lyrics.
Yeah, and also that's not a curse word. That's a donkey.
Animal. That's what he's talking.
It's a
about.
Donkey. It's about a village. It's like, do you see
village?
Do you see Hassan Piker, Twitch streamer legend, Weathen sent him a care package in which they gave him a plaque that gives him the C word pass so he can say cracker.
Dear God, I love Twitch. It's so dumb. Oh God. Okay.
Speaking of Twitch.
Wait. What?
Speaking of Twitch,
Among Us VR. Oh, the PSA. Oh.
Boom. Okay, I was going to say speaking of Twitch, the PSA, but then I forgot the word PSA. And so I was
just
like
pointed at it and slowly like mumbled.
I was trying to think of what it was.
Let's see. You know what doesn't get a lot of love? The back of the PSA book. Like this one. This one I've never seen before. 30-second public service announcement. That's probably not the title. Why is it in bold on the top? Edward, I'm blaming that one on you, I think, Chief. No, I'm kidding. Thank you for everything you do for the show. Anyway, every nose needs a home. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop. This is a public service announcement. Message from Tufts Radio, WMFO.
Wow!
Okay. Songs we played so far. R-A-V-E, Rave, Rave, Rave by G. Jones and E-Prom. First one. Then we had the Vibey, Always Vibey, K-Mo with Homesick. Then we had the best track I've heard in a long time, and I think bringing them back to their glory days and hopefully propelling them even further, the OGs, both the vocals and the producers, Memba and Elohim.
This one is hype, yeah.
Mirrors. Crazy track. That was the crazy house one. And then the other house one that was a little more chill after was Esther by Bank. And that was the Duskus Romantic edit, or as Spinatron likes to call it, the Duskus Remix. Then we have Drive by Adventure Club and Bose. Then we played a song by Flume called Slugger 1.4, 2014 export.wave. And that song is from a, I guess, 8-year-old dead computer he found, in which he, this being Flume, had written his first, like all his old stuff on this computer. And I think this was the album Flume. And this was one of the cuts that didn't make it, but then he found it again and somehow turned on his laptop and released it.
The dead laptop, yeah, and exported the
file. And it's really good. And so, yeah, Flume always.
Always with the dubs.
Always so good. And then we had Boombox Cartel and Moody Good. Shadow, but the Imanu remix. Pretty cool. Pretty interesting.
Pretty good. Definitely check out the other remixes, too.
True. There's a Caracal Project and Hello World one, which are pretty nice, if I do say so myself.
Wow.
Next up, we have Limitless by Slippy.
New Slippy EP, It All Goes Super Hard. Check it out. Let's go. Feels like we might coincide.
all alone when it's all said and done. Make a picture perfect smile to hide the pain. How low will you go just to say you were right in all the wrongs you ever.
To the mother. to the mother.
We'll be right back.
Yo, hello, hello. Yo. Oh, we have to make this fast because we really want to play a song.
Here we go.
Anyways,
this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM, Ed for Tufts, Freeform Radio. Catch you guys next week. Bye.
You have a happy Thanksgiving.
Love you.
This is Gautier and Playboi Carti. Let's go. Might be, I started halfway through the song because I didn't pause.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh.